This year has been really hard, as you all know. I don't know one person that hasn't been negatively affected by what 2020 has brought. So for those who are suffering, those who are alone, and those facing battles they've never thought they'd have to face, this podcast episode is for you. Where do we find peace in these times, or joy? I've been through some very low lows in my life, losing a child, going through divorce, and many other things that have slapped me right in the face when I wasn't expecting it. I had panic disorder brought on by post-traumatic stress, where I became agoraphobic. I couldn't leave my home for several months. I couldn't drive. And I remember vividly laying on the floor, curled up in a ball, trembling for hours. Literally, I could not get out of fetal position, and I had to get psychiatric help. That was about 11 years ago, and I remember it like it was yesterday. This is only one time in my life I've experienced intense stress and have many other experiences that have nearly put me over the edge. Some people get lucky in life. Some people just aren't faced with as many or as intense hardships as others. That's just the way it is. This is what rocks our faith. And this is what makes us say, God, why is this happening to me? Why do I have to suffer so much in the world? And when does it end? A lot of pain we endure in life is caused by our own choices. And a lot of pain by the choices of others. We can't control what others do, but we can control the choices we make. Even still, we make the best choices possible for our lives. Things will still happen to us that are completely out of our control. I don't buy into the ideology that everything that happens to you is a result of the choices you make. One day, you could be taking the same drive home from work at the same time you always do, but that day, a drunk driver chooses to make a wrong turn at a red light and smashes right into you. This wasn't a result from you driving home from work. It was a result from a bad driver making bad decisions, and you are now paying the consequences because of his or her mistake. Let's give responsibility where responsibility is due, and stop trying to share it with someone who is doing the right thing. I think this ideology of everything that happens to you is a result of your own choices is a lazy thought process, and I think it's created a culture full of narcissism. It's the opposite extreme of a victim mentality, which we definitely don't want either. As you might be able to tell, there is a lot that's off balance in the world today with how people think, how they live, and what they believe in our culture and pretty much everywhere you turn. There's no doubt we are continuing to approach the fall of mankind as we await the return of Christ. Proverbs 11:1 says, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight." This leads me to the importance of having balance in our lives. We all need a certain amount of food, a certain amount of water, a certain amount of sleep and exercise in order to live and function day to day. When we're going through pain, whether it's depression, grief, anxiety, this balance could not be more important. Even if all you can do is take a walk outside to get your mail and back, doing what you know you can do and pushes you just a little will almost always be helpful in improving. Striving to do this every day is important and you'll notice over time that it will become habit, and you'll end up becoming a much more productive person in general. We're talking about balance here. So that means going overboard on things you know will set you back is going to make things harder on you to move forward and to maintain peace in your life. And these are choices we make that are in our control. This will be a work in progress until you can get the hang of it. So don't beat yourself up if you do end up taking a few steps back. Just keep taking more forward. Once you can create some balance in your life, making sure you're eating properly, getting on a sleep schedule, it helps you manage stress better and also creates space for joy. To be able to find the beauty in things around you instead of passing it by. To be able to laugh at something you wouldn't normally laugh at. This is a result of having balance. It's a beautiful thing. And in this, I believe we are living along the lines of God's will. To create balance to the best of our ability, even in chaos.